This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
/3/14. I'm Doug Steffen, cutting into the heart of the matter. In a manner of speaking, that might be a good name for this hour, Ken. Ken Kessler with Doug Steffen on Good Day, as we are able to in-depth analyze some of the things that are going on. Remember that song by the Everly Brothers, Problems, Problems? We could probably sing that or find it here somewhere. The Everly Brothers and Problems Every Day. We start the day or go through the day thinking about the problems of the day. What is today's big problem, and do we have solutions for it? Well, the wars that we find ourselves in are big problems. They are big distractions. We'd like them not to be our reality. I think most of us can say that. Yet if you look at the comments, Kenny, that you have at facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at Good Day Show, we would, if we were to go back over, let's say, I don't know, the last 6 months, the last year, the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, the last memories that we have that go back 8 or 9 years, let's say, if you look at the studies, most people go back 5, 6 years of their memory, maybe a little longer than that. Again, depends on your own experiences, maybe what you do for a living, what's going on in your family. But most of us would say that wars and fighting and that sort of thing have been on the top of the, if you'll pardon the pun, hit parade. Would you agree with that, Kenny, that contention?
Oh,
war,
sure.
War,
yeah.
War, and more war. It's all about war, war, war. So the fact that we have this problem with this group called ISIS and where it leads us. The big headline, seems to me, in the past 24 hours has been that the Lebanese army has detained one of the wives and one of the daughters of the so-called leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. They crossed from Syria a couple of days ago. This is a move likely to put pressure on this fellow who is at war with pretty much everybody and everything in the Middle East. Any involvement the West has in the Middle East, that certainly is where the focus of the war is. This lady is an Iraqi by nationality. The Lebanese newspapers say that she's been detained in coordination with other quote-unquote foreign intelligence. Does that mean us? Is that how she was found? Because we, or the French, or the British, found this woman? Security sources say the arrest was a powerful card to apply pressure in negotiating to secure the release of 27 members of the Lebanese security force that was captured by ISIS. So they're trying to protect themselves, but not far off the main stage is Secretary of State John Kerry, who, of course, said, we weren't involved. We had nothing to do with it. But you know as well as I do, we are involved. He said, quote, we don't engage in the type of negotiations to free prisoners. There are Americans, aren't there still, Kenny? Some Americans being held by ISIS.
And I'm sure there are.
Yeah, we just don't know who they are. We didn't know much about any of the people that were beheaded till after they were beheaded.
Right.
So we won't do that. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Is that the right move? Is that the right stance? Are you down with that in this circumstance? Let's behead a few more, whether they're Americans or French, English. I think we've had some of each, right? Americans have been beheaded.
Yeah.
British have been beheaded. French have been beheaded. Are there other nationalities? I'm trying to think. I don't know that there are. There aren't any Germans. I can't think of any Germans. Nor we. Well, you know, you get the point. So we're at war. We're wrapped up in all these conflicts, not only in the Middle East, but we're still, don't forget, in Afghanistan. Why the heck are we there? Let's examine that with someone who writes politically for the Huffington Post, Ivan Elin, who guests with us from time to time, examining what's going on in Afghanistan, why we're still in Afghanistan, how long do we stay in Afghanistan, what's the peril of us staying in Afghanistan. Up next here on Doug's Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift, 11 SD polishing dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protector, 7 sealant glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay Naked Palette, 4 Living Smooth Hair Products, 3 Daisy Green Perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 Luxury Bathrobe Cream.
$40 fragrance purchase blocks by glass. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And, of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, now with Ivan Elin, who joins us from time to time, talking about international events. He's the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He is frequently quoted or writes for the Huffington Post, and he wrote this week, quote, keeping about 10,000 U.S. ground troops in Afghanistan, plus the use of U.S. air power, merely makes it more likely the U.S. will be drawn back into a conflict to save the non-viable power-sharing government that is now confronting the Taliban. The Taliban's never really gone away, Ivan. We bought them off when we first went into Afghanistan. CIA gave them a lot of cash to go away while we chased around looking for Osama bin Laden. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ivan, this is more foolishness, right? This is a waste of taxpayer dollars, perhaps potentially a waste of American lives over there, yes?
Yeah, I think so. Once you reduce your force
to a certain extent, you have force protection problems. And I think, you know, we've been training these people for 13 years, and we saw what the training did in Iraq. And it's not that we don't have good military trainers. It's the fact that the culture, we're dealing with a different culture. And a lot of times when we go into places like Iraq and Afghanistan, we don't know the culture very well.
Well, Ivan, isn't that the problem to begin with? Never mind in circumstances like this that we're specifically talking about troops. We don't understand the culture of the Afghanistani people. We didn't understand the culture of the Iraqi people. We don't understand the culture of Muslims. We don't understand a lot of things. And we stick our nose into stuff.
Right.
Am I right or not?
So, Ivan, what should we be doing?
That's key. Also, our military is geared up to specialize in fighting and flattening usually countries rather than groups. And when we fight counterinsurgency, the military hasn't been very good at that. And they don't even particularly like doing it. But and I don't really think in most cases they should stick to fighting nation states, because that's the real security threat, not these brush fire wars. And I think there's a number of reasons why counterinsurgency warfare usually fails. Another one is that the foreign occupier never gets a break. People say, well, why do people support the brutal Taliban? Why does anybody support over the much
they support
more
the brutal Taliban? Because there are two reasons. Because if they don't, they get killed, and they also feel like they're the protectors in a sense. They're like the mob. They go around, they get extortion money to protect you. Isn't that it, pretty much?
Well, those factors are there, but the real factor is that they're Afghans, and we wouldn't like a foreign occupation in our country. And so the foreign occupier almost never gets a break in the counterinsurgency, and that's a big problem, because you can be benevolent and spread tens of billions in aid around it. And we've wasted tens of billions of aid projects.
Ridiculous.
And yet we don't get anywhere.
Okay, so everybody is, you know, saying, no, this doesn't work. What's the answer?
Yeah, is there something that does work?
Who's proposing an answer that somebody thinks works?
Well, my answer is you have to be very careful and don't get bogged down in these things. After 9/11, if we would have gone in and said, well, we're going to, you know, round up Bin Laden, at that point, Bush actually put in, too few troops. The Marines wanted to come up from the south and try to grab Bin Laden before he escaped, and they vetoed it. The commanders on the ground vetoed it, and that was a major problem. So I think you have to know when to put the forces in and when to not
okay,
put the forces
but
in.
But
certainly
that's,
a nation-building
that's gone. That's
a
past.
Quagmire
that's
is not
old
what we
news.
Needed.
So what do we do now? That's all old news. Now what do we do?
I think we need to pull out of both places, and if there's terrorist camps there, I think the Taliban maybe actually be smart enough to know that they were taken out of power the last time because they reluctantly sheltered Osama bin Laden, and maybe they won't do it again. But if they do, then I think we have to bomb them, and we can bomb them from the air or send in special forces raids to liquidate the training facilities and other infrastructure of the terrorism.
So should we do the same thing with ISIS?
Thing that tries to change their entire political culture and economic culture the way we've done in Iraq and Afghanistan. We don't need to have military social work.
We had to invade Iraq to change our culture. We didn't have to invade Iraq. We could have bumped off Saddam Hussein, gotten rid of his lieutenants, his sons, and be done with it. Then instead of creating this vacuum that we created there because George Bush wanted to make a name for himself because he's a fool.
I think in Iraq we probably really didn't need to do much at all. There wasn't the threat wasn't any worse than it had
there was
it
no threat
at all.
There was no threat other than what he was doing to his people and other, you know, the ancillary stuff with oil. There was not one threat. Al Qaeda didn't exist because he killed them all. They didn't exist there at all. And the fact that we fell for that shows what a bunch of ignoramuses we are. We let our leadership
into that. I don't feel like I have any idea.
There was never a war more on false pretenses, I think, than
we
the
get out, he says.
Everybody gets out and we just let them get out. Do whatever they want to do.
Well, I know. He suggested bombing. I'm not sure that I think that's a great idea either, because we bomb innocents. It hasn't worked because we haven't done a good job of isolating them.
Do over there. Yeah. Let's not worry about them.
Ivan Ealon from the Center for Peace and Liberty.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
One Christmas song, all right. So it's the Christmas one-hit wonder contest. We now in Christmas.
Oh.
So he had only one. That's thank you for clarifying.
Okay,
because I'm thinking to myself, my God, this guy had a dozen.
I'm guessing most Christmas artists might fall in this category then.
Really?
Except for Elvis, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Harry okay. Como.
So this,
Andy Williams.
The answer to this question, folks, are not any of those people we just mentioned. All right. Who is this? Who's doing the Jingle Bell Rock? Country artist who had several number one country hits and numerous top 40 hits, but this was the only Christmas song that hit the charts, and that's the idea behind the Christmas One-Hit Wonder Contest. If you know who it is, dial us now at 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684, and we're going to send you a gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller, including a copy of the new CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, which celebrates the 30th anniversary of their first Christmas album. Album, and the 40th anniversary of their first release from their Fresh Air series, as well as a canister of their one-of-a-kind cinnamon hot chocolate. Yum. That's the prize. You identify this singer. Crank it up, Richie!
That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.
This was about 2 minutes and 14 seconds, if I remember correctly. Or even less than that.
For some reason, I don't have the whole song here. I just
really. How long is the whole song, Kenny? It's not that long.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
So I only have a minute and 48.
And much longer than that. I remember, can you bring up, can you go find the original version?
Yeah.
Somewhere, see if you can find the original version. I think it's like 2 minutes and 14 seconds, 2 minutes 18 seconds, something like that. 888-302-3684. How is it? People say, how does he know that, and why do we care? It's just one of those silly little things that I remember from being a disc jockey 40 years ago. All right, so anyway, Jingle Bell Rock.
2 minutes.
2 minutes and 2 seconds?
Yep.
Okay. So, and then what do we have? What do you have, that version you have right there? Is a minute what?
48.
So what are we missing, other than...
The little lick.
on the guitar lead intro.
Is it the intro?
Yeah.
This artist was the first to record and release this song, but it's been covered since then by dozens of other performers. My God. Johnny Mathis to Billy Idol to Rascal Flatts. Most recently, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's a version. I don't want to hear that.
I haven't heard that one. This version hit the top of the charts during the first week of December in 1957, and then hit the charts again nearly every year at the same time into the early 70s. This version of the song returned to the charts in 1996 when it was featured in the movie Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Y'all
Christmas spirit.
Can you name the other star that we both know that was in that movie?
Do we both know?
Yep.
I thought it was Roseanne.
CRN personality Robert Conrad.
Conrad was in that?
Really?
Yes, he was.
He had a battery on his shoulder, I think, in the Christmas movie,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Right. All right. This is what you didn't hear. The beginning of it.
So there's about 12 seconds of that.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Hi, here's Tim in Martha'sville, Missouri. I was going to say Martha's Vineyard. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
I can't complain a bit.
Don't complain because nobody gives up. You know that, right?
You got it.
All right, so what's the story? Who is this?
I'm going to guess Hank Williams Sr. Sounds like old Hank.
That's not a bad guess, but it's not the right guess, but it's not a bad guess at all. All right, thank you. Let's see here. Mo in Salisbury, Maryland. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. Listen to the voice on that guy. Burl Ives. This is a newscast. Burl Ives is not the right answer.
Are you related to Trace Adkins?
All right, Nancy. What's the name of this person?
Bobby Helms.
You got it. You get the prize.
Good job.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access Geico online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app. And it's so easy, you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-253-0610. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-253-0610. 800-253-0610.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us and working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit March of
the nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
33 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I in depth on several issues of the day. Matter of fact, the Supreme Court is an issue that a lot of people are interested in. Coming up today at the Supreme Court, the rights of pregnant workers will be debated before the High Court. Hearing two more cases, the justices taking the bench this morning at 10 o'clock. This has become much more public. You've noticed that lately, Kenny? What goes on at the Supreme Court seems to be, I remember not long ago, we never heard much of anything until decisions were made. We didn't hear about the debates, discussions, didn't hear about presentations, lawyers showing up, episodes of Law and Order, yeah, maybe, and other television, but you really didn't get into the befores and afters. I think this is refreshing, frankly, and I'm happy, as critical as I am of the news media, this is a service that we all ought to at least have at our disposal. We should know what the Supreme Court is doing as they do it. I think it's a great lesson. Those in law school, maybe those who are in civics classes, if we can find any schools anymore that have civics classes. The Supreme Court, an important part of the judicial branch of our government, maybe arguably the most important, because they make decisions that can't be challenged. The laws that they overturn can be rewritten, reworked. You've seen that happen. So the first case today, I'll put on my Perry Mason hat, is a case involving the United Parcel Service and the rights of pregnant workers. The question before the court will be whether the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, also known as PDA, what else is that used for? PDA, public displays of emotion. Oh, this is interesting. I just made myself chuckle. PDA leads to PDA, if you know what I mean. So the Pregnancy Discrimination Act requires employers to provide work accommodations for pregnant women, just as the employer does for non-pregnant women who are similar in their abilities or inabilities to work. UPS hired Peggy Young, who drove delivery trucks. Under the union agreement, UPS gave workers light-duty work under specific delineated circumstances. They included workplace injury, car accidents. Some Americans with disabilities who had impairments as a result of the ADA, the American Disability Act. In these circumstances, UPS gave workers inside work that didn't require any heavy lifting. However, under the agreement, pregnancy was not a circumstance in which UPS agreed to provide workers with light-duty jobs. So this lady, Miss Young, became pregnant 2006, asked to return to work during her early days of post-pregnancy, doing light-duty work. She submitted a letter from her doctor stating that she could not lift heavy objects. Despite several attempts to get light work, the UPS health manager decided Ms. Young was not eligible for these tasks. As a result, she had to go to extended leave without pay and without health insurance. She returned to work a year later, filed a complaint alleging discrimination under this act. The EEOC agreed, allowed Ms. Young to move forward with the lawsuit. UPS asked for a summary judgment dismissing the lawsuit, which was granted by the trial court, affirmed by the Fourth Circuit Court. Supreme Court will decide what accommodations an employer must make for pregnant and post-pregnant employees. Ms. Young argues the folks at UPS have to provide the same accommodations that it gave to other employees for injuries or disabilities. What say you on this? 888-302-3684. Or email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day. So that's going to last an hour today at the Supreme Court. Then at 11 o'clock, the court will hear a second trademark case this week. Attorneys argue, going back to a case first occurred in 1994, a bank, Hannah Bank, began providing financial services in our country under the name of Hannah Overseas Korean Club. In August of 94, a completely different company called Hannah Financial was incorporated in California. Hannah Financial issued a federal trademark by the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office. Hannah Bank charged the name of its U.S. services company, or changed it rather, from the Hannah Overseas Korean Club to Hannah World Center. Hannah Bank tried to get a trademark. Hannah Bank and Hannah Financial discussed a possible conflict but never came to an agreement. Hannah Bank began doing business as the Hannah Bank. Hannah Financial sued Hannah Bank. Get where this is going?
Hannah versus Hannah.
Hannah versus Hannah. Not a pretty picture. Anyway, at trial, the jury decided that Hannah Bank's trademark had priority in time because Hannah Bank had used the Hannah trademark since it had begun doing business. So the older, the first Hannah basically got screwed because the second Hannah was smarter than the first Hannah was. That's the way I read this, Kenny. I don't know if you're familiar with this or you're just hearing me tell the story and that's the first time you've heard about this.
Yeah, that is the first time.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is like who put the bop in the bop-she-bop-she-bop? Who put the ram in the ram-a-ram-a-ding-dong? Who was that man? And anyway, so the trademark doctrine allows trademark owner to make minor updates without losing their priority. See, the first one says they made only minor changes. The second one says, no, we've used Hannah and the same name. You changed your name. So you're not entitled to protection. So it's a dispute over tacking. Whoever heard of that before? who decides if a trademark tax, that is, can you tack things on to a trademark and not have it be, in essence, not have it be challenged, versus if it's not what you put exactly on the piece of paper and exactly what the government said is your, I mean, I know instances of a number of companies, I bet we can all find them, who came up to I tried to trademark something that I was told by the trademark department was too close to what somebody else had in terms of the name of a radio program. I was told no. Yet I'm the first one who ever owned Good Day. I own Good Day USA. I own Good Day. I own Doug Steffens' Good Day. And yet Fox for a while was able to use Good Day in a national broadcast, which then was stopped, but they still use Good Day on some of their local TV programs. But I own the trademark Good Day. Should I go after Fox? Should I sue them? Should I get lots of money out of them?
Yeah, they've got lots of money.
Yeah. Not my style. So at any rate, you understand what the Supreme Court is doing, the essence of how they're debating, what they're debating. I think it's fascinating stuff, frankly. I think we ought to know more about it. Do we need to know how it works? No, we need to know more about the results, frankly, I think. So, in order to get to the bottom of things like that, we have on staff an attorney named Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Good Day program, and he's going to join us in a few minutes to talk about what the Supreme Court did the other day, and also because the legal ramifications of the ongoing foolishness in Ferguson, and I mean that literally foolishness in Ferguson, I guess requires some of our attention. I'm going to talk to Steve about that, too. So, that's up next, front and center, here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard about the big lawsuit over the word cow? A best-selling author and management consultant is suing the best-selling yogurt company in America, Chobani, over the yogurt maker's use of the word how in its marketing efforts. You see, Chobani emphasizes that how it makes its yogurt is different from how other companies make it by using the phrase how matters as the basis for its advertising. However, before they came up with that idea, the author and consultant who's suing them now wrote a book entitled How, Why How We Do Anything Means Everything. So he says Chobani stole his idea. Let's be fair. How we do things really does matter. Not only how we conduct business, but how we resolve conflicts. So this dispute is really a tremendous opportunity. Instead of battling before a judge like millions of others do, these parties could prove how truly different they are by resolving this out of court. How incredible would that be? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Doug Steff and Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I now have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's one of our favorites. He's an attorney. He's a professor. He runs Scamicide.com. Pretty familiar with things that are going on in the law. And so we ask him about the Supreme Court Facebook situation. Yesterday was testimony. How did it go? What were the points that were made, Steve?
Well, it didn't go well for the plaintiff. In this instance, the Pennsylvania man who had been making threats against his then-wife, now ex-wife, he wrote in kind of rap-style music lyrics, but they were really pretty frightening threats, and that's what it was. It was considered to be threats to kill her. And so the issue that came before the Supreme Court is, did he intend this to be a threat, or was it just something that, he was venting, shooting off steam. Now, the present standard is, if a reasonable person would perceive it to be a threat, it's considered a threat, and they don't look at the specific intent. The court really was pretty uniform in saying that they were not going to cut him slack on this, and the fact that it was on social media. And that does bring up an issue, because, the law is always behind technology, and you've got to look at the context. And one of the things that I guess always bothers me is much of the viciousness that you do see on social media, where people sometimes are anonymous. In this case, they weren't. But I do think you're going to find a court, perhaps even unanimously, upholding his conviction and saying, if a reasonable person thinks it's a threat, just because it's on social media doesn't mean it's any less
a
threat.
What kind of a slippery slope does this create, Steve? And so if anybody says anything on social media, are you in fear of being arrested for it? What does it take?
Yeah, I was playing with that in my own mind, and starting with one extreme. They're saying he was quoting Eminem lyrics where Eminem had been talking about killing his ex-wife. And when it's done in, let's say, a song, it's done in art, it obviously is going to be protected. It's definitely going to come down, though, to when it comes to social media, how reasonable does it appear that this was a legitimate threat? And so, is it a slippery slope? I don't know. I frankly am more in support of this, that the social media shouldn't be a place where people can just make threats with the idea of saying, well, it's just like a conversation.
All right, what was the other thing that we wanted to ask Steve about? We were just on to something, Kenny, and I said, don't forget to remind me to ask Steve a question, and now it's gone out of my mind. And
everybody else. Sony?
No, it wasn't about Sony, but that's a good question.
Oh, no, it was about the cameras, the cop cameras.
Oh, yeah, oh, right. Thank you, Richie. What's going to happen, the advent, the promoting, if you will, by the feds and local authorities of police cameras with all police officers, all police cars, what does that fix or save, or is it a problem legally?
I think it's a great thing, because one of the things, regardless of where you stand with the Michael Brown issue, is eyewitnesses are notoriously poor. And even if people are not intending to lie, they see things very differently. These cameras, I think, will help a great deal, because they will put on record what actually goes on in an arrest. I think it will have a good effect on policing.
All right. Kirk Douglas turns 98 next week. According to People Magazine, he's dead. What action does he have against People Magazine?
Well, first of all, he has to make sure What parts of him are they talking about who was dead? I saw him a few years ago on the Academy Awards, and it was kind of sad. He would have to show that they purposely lied or had a reckless disregard for the truth, but even more important, he would have to show that he had been harmed. And I think it's probably going to be a difficult thing for him to do.
Yeah. All right. But you sort of, I don't get a kick out of those sort of things, but they are sometimes amusing.
Every person over 60 that's a celebrity has an obit written about them.
Do you write one for me yet, Richie?
Yep. It's all written up.
Right. Yeah. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, his very helpful website is scamaside.com. I want to check that out. 51 after here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
All right, we had 53 at the hour. We'll now focus on television and television stories that are of import. Cable networks getting in on the Christmas movie mood, I suppose that's what it is. Early Gen on that one. Some Joan Rivers. Well, it's not about Joan Rivers. She's still dead, but there's something that relates to her. Plus, what was the other big thing that you wanted to talk about?
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. It's over. The winner and still champion is... Jennifer will have that education.
Yes.
Didn't watch America's leading television program last week. You'll have the story. We'll have it first.
That's right. Breaking news.
Yeah, right here in just a moment on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Hi, Jennifer. thought it was very interesting, as the tradition of having a lot of these Christmas movies on the cable networks, I think back to last Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and there were already, the ABC Family Channel, for example, began 25 days of Christmas programming with all of these movies. Is that too much?
So they do it every year. It's really successful for them. And it started yesterday. It started with, you know, December 1st.
Yeah.
And I think it's fun. I actually, when I used to have DVR space, used to tape some of those movies. So on the weekends, I could come and watch them. And they do fun ones. Last night they had Elf on, and it's good stuff. It's wholesome entertainment that you can't normally find on TV. So,
all right. So tell me the truth. You weren't here last week. Did you watch the final episode of this season's Dancing with the Stars?
You know, it's funny. My mom and I were watching the Ferguson stuff blow up, you know, on Tuesday night. Everybody's wondering if it was going to happen again, and we're kind of flipping between that and Dancing with the Stars.
Slight correction.
What?
You said everybody was wondering. I wasn't.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay, my mom and I were.
Yeah, okay.
So I watched Alfonso Ribeiro get his trophy, but I didn't see any of his dances, so bummer. But I think I'm sure he's really good, and he's going on tour, so I'll have a chance if I ever decide to go and buy a ticket. Okay, but here's the news.
News.
Big, burning news from Dancing with the Stars. One of the veterans from the show is bowing out.
Really?
Cheryl Burke, who's been a mainstay on the show. Remember her? She's probably the one that's won the most, actually, is headed out after her contract is over this last week.
Why would you do that, I wonder?
She's been with the show for almost 10 years, and she just said, I don't know. No, not at all. She chose to leave. And I think maybe you just get bored after a while. Maybe you want to try the thing. She has a dance studio. She's kind of a businesswoman on her own. She's been on the show before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She has a dance studio that her mom runs for her.
What better publicity than to do to promote your show?
That's probably why she's going to retire now.
There you go. Now, someone who needs some good publicity is Rosie O'Donnell, because she says she will not be blamed for the reported drama on the set of The View. The comedian slammed the recent reports that deemed her, quote, impossible to work with on the hit daytime talk show. TMZ is claiming that Rosie isn't getting along with Whoopi and has been rude to other members of the cast crew, both on and off the camera, and that her time on The View is numbered. Her publicist told E! News that there is absolutely no truth to this, that Rosie was thrilled and excited to work with Whoopi, and she knew that Whoopi's role as moderator, that she was the moderator before she rejoined the show, because a lot of people are saying she thought she would come right back in to become the moderator herself.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Bill Cosby, we talked about, he resigned from Temple University in light of these allegations, and E's finally named their replacement for Joan Rivers. The rumors were spinning that it would be Kathy Griffin, and they made it official this week. She'll be Joan Rivers' replacement on Fashion Police. Gad Goreski will also join the panel that includes Kelly Osbourne and Juliana Rancic, which means that George Katsiopoulos is not coming back.
Richie, I've been worried about this for weeks, haven't you?
I know you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And David Muir, the ABC World News Tonight guy, is still wet behind the ears. What's he going to do?
Yeah, he's going to start reaching out to those youngins, Dougie, all the kids. He's going to do a one-minute newscast each weekday for Facebook, touching on the day's top stories and trending topics
who's
online.
Who's interested in that? Is that serious? Is that a good idea? Or
he's a good guy. He seems like a good guy.
I'm sure.
Nobody else is doing it.
So it's a good idea, Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm up on the news. I watched 60 seconds of it.
Yeah, right.
That's a new show, 60 seconds.
That's a reality, or that's an admittance that that's what's going on. People get some of their news. Not here, though. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day Reality Program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.